Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we continue our Advent journey, I'd like to reflect on the word prepare. During Advent, we prepare for the remembrance of the annual celebration of Christ's birth 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. And we prepare for Christ's second coming and his glory at the end of time. But I'd also like to propose that we prepare for the Christ who is already within our midst, especially in the gift of the Eucharist. Although Advent is a special time of the year, for me, it is more than just the 4 weeks in December leading up to Christmas. I discovered this a number of years ago when my best friend and I decided to take a guide trip out to the desert southwest. And it was probably a midlife crisis that we decided we wanted to go to the desert. You see, I'd already spent a significant amount of my adult years building up a successful business career. And yet, despite all the success and the money and the wealth and the power and the prestige, I just felt that something was missing from my life. I think some people try to fill up that hole by working harder, making more money, or acquiring more possessions. I tried that game, and yet it just didn't seem to be working for me. That hole just seemed to be growing larger and larger, not smaller. Perhaps it was the feeling of being abandoned by God. And I remember hiking through the desert in the heat of the day, down the valleys and up these hills. Perhaps not a smart thing to do in the middle of the summer. But my friend and I, we had carefully prepared for this trip. We had our maps, we had a compass, suntan lotion, sunglasses, clothing for the heat, good sturdy boots. We had a pack with all of our emergency supplies, and of course, we had plenty of water. We were prepared for any possible situation. And I remember the desert was quiet. It was beautiful, very still, and we had these towering mountains surrounding us. As I stopped to take a drink of water to quench my thirst, something happened that I just was not prepared for. You see, it suddenly occurred to me that the hole I was feeling was my soul thirsting for God. Just like this dry, parched desert land was thirsting for water. In the stillness of the desert, I knew that God had not abandoned me, that he was with me all the time. But in the rush and the noise of my life, I simply had not prepared for Christ to come into my life. My summertime in the desert many years ago was, in a certain sense, a mini advent. It was a time for me to kind of straighten out those pathways and byways of my life in preparation of a Christ-driven conversion. I think for most of us, that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas is an exciting time of the year. But it can be overwhelming, can't it? It's so easy to get caught up in the doings and the tasks that we forget to reflect on the reason for the season. And that is why Advent is so important, because it gives us an opportunity to pause, to step back, and to nourish our own spiritual lives. Advent is a time of joyful preparation and hopeful expectation for the coming of the Lord. In our gospel passage today, the Word of God comes to John out in the desert. You see, for many, many centuries, the people of Israel had been experiencing their own Advent, a waiting and a preparing period in hopeful expectation of the Messiah. John prepares the way for Christ's coming by preaching the need to straighten out those pathways and byways of our heart through conversion and the baptism for the forgiveness of sins. So, how do we, you and me, prepare for the coming of the Lord? Is it in the hustle and bustle of the malls? Or do we create our own desert wilderness, a place where we can find a way to be alone with God? It is in the quiet stillness of the heart where we put aside those daily distractions that we can find God. In the hectic Advent period leading up to Christmas, we are challenged by today's gospel to go out into the desert. This can be a difficult task, especially traveling through those rough and difficult roads of our lives. But there are tools to help us. We know that heavy earth-moving equipment can be used to cut out those sharp bends and straighten out dangerous curves. Well, perhaps we can consider Advent as a season of Christian roadworks, a time for you and me to straighten out those obstacles and dangers on our journey to God. It could mean more prayer time. Perhaps before the Blessed Sacrament during the hustle and bustle of the season. Maybe it's the gift of presence to someone who is lonely or homebound or someone who is sick in the hospital or nursing home. Maybe it's treating that harried cashier at the mall with respect or simply a smile at a stranger. Last week, as I was driving past the mall, I thought of all those people at the stores standing in line, preparing for Christmas. And then this music video by Becky Kelly called "Where is the Line to See Jesus" began to play over and over in my mind. And I became haunted by these lyrics. A little boy tugged my sweater, looked up at me, and asked, "Where is the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store?" Whoa, whoa. It caused me to pause for a moment, and then it occurred to me that every time we come to the gift of the Eucharist, we stand in line not only to see Jesus, but to receive him into the core of our being. You see, it is Christ who comes to provide the earth-moving equipment to smooth out those pathways of our lives. It is Christ who comes out into the desert wilderness of our hearts. And it is Christ who comes to satisfy the thirst of our soul. This Christmas, will we be ready? Are we prepared for Christ?